talking about the Southern Airs.
Uh-huh.
And did it ever bother you a little bit that you had this wonderful band put together and here comes Bob Wills or Hank Thompson through and someone leaves with them?
It would have, but there was somebody that I could get on the phone and would be there the next night. You know, there was replacements. Canfield stayed with me until I left Southern. He didn't go to work with Hank till after we left the Southern Club. When Donnie left, I had Rocky Gregg came in on piano. When Donnie left to go with Hank, and when Bobby White left, Chuck Caldwell, I started using Chuck. He's a steel player that never did ever get very much recognition, but he was a great Western swing. Still played. He played with a flat pick and his fingers. He didn't use picks on his fingers. He let his nails grow out, and he kept them real groomed, like a woman. Fake nails, you know, and he could pick those strings with his fingers and use that flat pick like a guitar. And he was there, you know. And there's always some good musicians standing by, but I just, you know, it tickled me that the guys could improve on their, you know, they're making $80 a week there, and they'd go with Hank for $150 a week, so that was good to know.